India sought glory, and when the achievement of glory became the war-fighting aim, the only way you ended up fighting was a war of reputation. Ideally, a war of reputation is fought to influence perception and control of a given narrative. In a war of reputation, an actor would use all measures short of war to harm the reputation of an adversary. India was doing so over a long period, spreading misinformation, manipulating public opinion of the audience at home and abroad, and engaging in negative publicity against Pakistan. It should have understood the limits of the reputational war it was fighting and should have desisted from undertaking a military adventure against Pakistan and making it part of this reputational war. Two great differences were highlighted during this period of short Indian aggression: the difference in technology and the nature of the two adversaries. India lost the battle of supremacy of the technology, and while undermining our national resilience, it ignored, with disastrous results, the extent of our national enthusiasm and spirit. Post-Pahalgam India is a different India. Its political and military reputation is dented. It has lost one of the most essential components of power politics that makes any power great: military credibility. Post-Pahalgam, at the apex of the Indian pyramid of political and military mediocrity, stands Prime Minister Modi, an impulsive leader whose violent and aggressive ambitions now threaten peace and security of the entire region and need to be controlled and held back. His external affairs minister, S. Jaishankar, made a laughingstock of himself by claiming that Pakistan was informed about the Indian plan of attacking the alleged terrorist camps in Pakistan, and that the Pakistan military should not have interfered and should have stepped aside. This sounded quite similar to the language that the Israeli ministers spoke when they proceeded to execute the genocide of Muslims in Gaza and Lebanon. The incoherent and incomprehensible manner in which the Indians are trying to defend their mistake is even forcing people in India to doubt the false reality being fed to them by the Indian government, and people in India are raising their voices against their country's political and military incompetence. Information is the building block on which a true reality is built. Pakistan did a good job in communicating the true picture of Indian aggression, not only through the official government channels but also through the public sphere by its mass media. Given our success in the information warfare during the Indian aggression, the government should take the lead and should consider modifying the implementation of our foreign policy and adopt an approach that gives centrality to the establishment of public diplomacy. The digital warriors, the common patriotic Pakistanis, should be allowed full access to the internet and all digital platforms to push back the Indian and promote our narrative.